Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're catching up with Coley before a long day of baseball today with the Tulsa Drillers. Coley, we can still split the series with two victories today. Overall, your takeaways of this week that was, again, another Saturday night with rain?
Well, Mother Nature, but that's what it is. We had to finish strong today. I hope we can pull the next two games and be in good spot and split the series.
I want to talk about the night Jesus Valdez had the other night, because I think he kind of embodies this clubhouse, you know, lighter, just like happy-go-lucky guy. But without him, we might not win the other night.
Yeah, you got that right, man. He's one of those guys with the leadership in the clubhouse, you know, keep everybody loose and always join to be here and be around him. And, you know, I was so happy for him to deliver in the perfect moment and basically to give us the win.
And I think that the game the other night shows why it's so important to limit walks here. Give up five home runs and still win the game. I mean, five solo home runs aren't going to beat you in this ballpark, right?
You know, I always mention that to my pitchers, because every single time we walk more than seven, eight guys, it costs probably like three or four runs, you know. And here it's crazy, because we know the environment here in the Amarillo Sapuros baseball field. But I was telling them, like, when Brandon Pfau was here, he was the best pitcher in the league, and he was attacking hitters no matter what, and he got crushed many, many times. But they were only solo home run, they still winning the game. So, again, man, you throw strike, you're attacking hitters with conviction, you're probably going to have good success here in this ballpark.
Got Bernal in game two today. Another different situation for him, right? He started the first game of the series, now he starts again. You guys just keep lining him up in lots of different spots.
He's the guy, man. Right now, he's one of my best guys, best arm. You know, he got good command. He's attacking hitter, mixing pitches well. He earned it. And let's see what we got. It's going to be his second time starting the game. So I cannot wait to watch him throw again.
You mentioned Brandon Pfau. The current Diamondbacks are turning into the Colina Diamondbacks now, with Tommy Troy, Groover, Waltzman, all those guys going up. That just has to make you so proud to see those guys at the big league level.
You know, it's crazy, because you're raising these kids in baseball, you know, and you spend more time with them than your own kids. And for us as the coaches, and it's not only me, it's just the entire organization, the minor league coaching and staff, like, you know, all those hours and time and dedication with this kid, like, it's crazy. But, you know, when they get called up to the big league, believe it or not, we get emotional, because it's a dream come true for them, and we're so happy because we push them and guide them in the right direction to make that happen. So, you know, Tommy and Groover, Waldy, like all those guys, man, like, I'm so happy for them.
You mentioned they're like your kids. Your own kids are coming to Springfield next week. That's got to be an exciting time.
I cannot wait, man. I cannot wait. I'm excited, you know, see my family. I haven't seen them since we broke camp and spring training, but this is our life. I love being here. I love baseball too much. Thanks to baseball, basically, I meet my wife. I have my kids. So everything I had in life, more than my half life, is because baseball. You know, this is my 30th season in professional baseball. And all I can say, I've been lucky and blessed to keep doing what I love to do.
Coley, thanks for the time. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.